Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Here's your host of Love and Controversy, David Glover, a.k.a. the Controversial Counselor, along with Nefertari Nelson, as well as Yolanda Wilkins, our special guest of honor. Actually, she's part of the family, but it's just something, it just sounds really good. But anyways, folks, I'm glad to be here tonight. Got another hot topic, which is it chivalry, or does chivalry come with a hidden agenda? And that's a very interesting subject matter because, you know, when we think about that, you know, over the years you hear a lot of women say, is it dead? You know, there's not too many men that's doing, showing chivalry by, you know, opening the doors, pulling out the chairs, and just nice, kind gestures. So, you know, look at, you know, with this subject matter and doing, you know, a little research on it, some of the reasons they said it was dead because they said the new age progressive women are kind of killing it for some men. And I know Yolanda, as well as Neth, if she's joining us tonight, will have something to say about that. But, hey, I think it's true in certain regards. And you know me, I always go back to my peoples. You know, I had, you know, Melvin's going to chime in about that. I'm going to get his feedback. Even his sister Kayla, and then Auntie Millie has something to say about chivalry, so you know that'll come up down the road in the show. But that's the subject matter tonight. And if you're listening online and you have something to say about the subject matter or you're passionate about it, you can call in at 657-383-0395 and press #1 and you'll be directed to the lines. So which one of my beautiful co-hosts are with me tonight?
Hello, David. Good evening. It's Yolanda.
Hey, Yolanda. How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing well. Yes, we have a hot topic tonight. Chivalry, eh? Yes.
Yeah, we do. Chivalry. Does it come with a hidden agenda?
I know.
In some cases, I think it does.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to go back and forth on that. I just wanted to let everybody know I talked to Neff today. She's safely landed in L.A., so she may call in later, but she's not on right now.
And that just shows how busy her schedule is. Sometimes we don't even have an opportunity to connect, but
I know.
That's the nature of the business.
Yes, but she's well, though. That's what's important right now. She's doing
well,
good.
True indeed. You know, we're going to rock and roll and keep it moving irregardless.
Absolutely. So chivalry, is it dead? I wouldn't say. And I wouldn't even say, you know, that women are killing chivalry, actually. I really believe that I think men are getting frustrated, though, more so. With trying to do or making the attempt when it goes maybe unappreciated, perhaps. That's
yeah.
A good one.
And I think, you know, that is a key point of feeling underappreciated because, you know, if you're not saying if you're going out of your way, sometimes it's just in a guy's DNA and their blood that they might have been raised by all women. So they know how to treat a woman, and they try to do the right things and try to open the doors and try to have the, you know, the kind gestures, a gift here and there, surprise, you know, send flowers and different things like that. But sometimes women can be so damn hard based on prior experiences that you're almost, as a guy, you're almost afraid to even do it because you don't want to be looked at like you're just doing that with a hidden agenda when you know, like, that's something that's in your heart. That's something that you do.
I don't know. I would never have a negative reaction on anyone who would open my car door or treat me with some red carpet treatment. I mean, I actually appreciate that. I find it refreshing. So I couldn't imagine, you know, snubbing my nose at something, even if it's, you know, because everybody's not made of money. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's a picnic in the park or, you know, a stroll through the, I don't want to say the woods, but, like, you know, something along those lines, you know what I mean? Something where you're maybe on Atlantic City Boardwalk or something like that. I mean, that's welcome. So I would like to hear from others to find out, you know, what that's about, because I always appreciate a gentleman, you know, and I've raised sons, all boys, and they are truly gentlemen to their women. So I don't know. I just don't find that it's a dead thing, but I do find that, you know, there are hidden agendas. I think there are some times where men have a certain expectation depending upon what they do for you. You know, I mean, if they go and take you to Red Lobster and buy you a lobster dinner, what are they expecting after that? It's like, you know, as you have your reservations in regards to, you know, women maybe not appreciating something or what have you, there's also, you know, well, if I allow him to do this, what does he expect from me from this? You know, is there something that I'm supposed to do because he did this? Like, you know, it goes both ways.
Well, to sum it all up is, like I've said before, whether it's on this show or cocktail conversations, is damn complicated. When some of the stuff used to just be natural, it used to just, you know, it would just happen. And now everybody's looking at the next person like they're suspect. And I think too many people have baggage from the past that they can't let go of. So they're always looking side-eyed at someone like, okay, what are they up to? Or does he really mean this? Or let me see how long before he folds and see how long this is going to last. It's just, I don't know. I mean, in a sense, I understand why some people be cautious. But then again, when it's outwardly and the person you're dealing with can see that you're being cautious and you're kind of being a little distant because you automatically may assume that the intent isn't there, it can kind of mess up some of the dynamics. That's just my thinking.
Agreed. I agree with that. I think that, you know, past experiences, and I know it's hard. People say that, you know, you should not make the present person pay for someone else's mistakes, but it's really hard to work through those issues. I get that whole thing. But at the end of the day, I do believe that, you know, we all should try to treat people with a clean slate. And, you know, if someone wants to do something for you, have a little bit of gratitude with that. You know what I mean? I mean, even for me, you know, past experiences, because, you know, times have changed a little bit, and I know that, you know, some women like to do things. Like, for me, I'm going to tell you, after maybe the fifth or sixth date, and again, he paid for everything, which was beautiful. You know, I decided, you know what? Let me take care of this weekend. Let me handle this. And, you know, honestly, he was taken back by that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I don't think he took any sort of idea that there was a hidden agenda behind it. You know what I'm saying? Because we had so many dates in there. And it was hard for me, actually, because I'm used to, you know, I'm one of the females that I'll go Dutch. You know what I mean? I don't really, it's okay. Like, I got my own money. I don't necessarily need to be treated. But at the end of the day, if somebody does want to spoil me, who am I to argue? I'm not arguing with that.
Yeah, you would be a fool in sheep's clothing if you wanted to argue that.
Okay, and I'm no fool. So, yeah, I would love to hear some other people's opinions or stories, perhaps if they had any issues with someone perhaps declining a gesture, or if you would appreciate it one and didn't get one. That would be interesting.
Well, if no one's ready to come in and chime in with their perspective, like I said, I always reach out to people on a subject matter. So let me just pull up my, I take thorough notes about this topic. But meanwhile, if you want to keep flowing with it, Yolanda, go ahead to our get my documentation together.
No problem. So I find it very interesting that there is a hidden agenda. Well, there's hidden agendas all the time, actually. We had a discussion in another forum the other night, and it just came up where there were some people that basically put it out there that, you know, you just don't know anymore. So many people playing games, and, you know, it's hard to get people just to be honest and authentic about themselves. So, you know, I think that when someone tries to show the best of themselves, and, you know, they want to pay for dinner or they want to do something unique to capture your attention or something like that, you do get a little leery because there's other people that they have messed it up for the next person. But, again, you have to kind of use your intuition. You have to kind of, you know, see what that person's about in order to determine whether or not there's a hidden agenda behind it or if it's actually genuine. And I think that's the problem that we face today. A lot of people just don't have the discernment necessary. But, you know, there's good snakes out there. You know what I mean? There's people out there that they just been playing games for so long, they probably – I mean, I even ran into a gentleman in my past that it was crazy because I caught him in so many lies. And he was like, you know, the first time he told me the truth was that he couldn't tell me the truth. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. That was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. It's bad out here.
Yes, so I could see where some people would look at you side-eyed, and especially it depends on your surroundings and your environment and where you're coming from, because a lot of times, you know, you do not get that. I mean, I can't tell you how surprised my friend was when I was telling her, like, you know, I don't recall actually going out on dates. I think I went out on my first real date in, like, my 30s or so. Like, I didn't really go out on dates in my 20s. It wasn't even like that. Like, you meet up at clubs or, you know what I'm saying, or you just meet somebody, exchange numbers, and yada, yada, yada. So I really didn't have the opportunity of being wined and all that good stuff. I mean, you know, as I got older, I got wiser.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it really depends on your environment, you know what I'm saying, and the status of the folks that you deal with.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, this is what Auntie Millie had, her thoughts on chivalry. She said, the question shouldn't be asked if chivalry is dead or is there a hidden agenda, because with real men, it happens naturally without even thinking about it. But nowadays, guys will start off trying to be impressive, but once they tap that ass a couple good times, the work is over and you get what you get from them until you are tired of getting nothing.
Wow. Profound.
So, with that said, you know, those would be the ones with the hidden agenda that's, you know, pulling out all the stops at first. And then once you, you know, you have that moment of moments of vulnerability, then next thing you know, it's all of a sudden like, damn, he's not going to open the door for me. Damn, he's not going to walk me to my door. He just pulled off and I didn't even make sure I got in or,
wow,
you know, whatever the case is. And, I can't see myself doing that. And, you know, and nowadays, you know, and I don't think people do it as much because of technology, but, you know, just if you're picking up a woman and you out there beeping like you lost your damn mind, that's just like so disrespectful. But I think because of cell phone, you know, people will call and text or some of them outside or whatever the case is. But I can remember when we didn't have that, and then you would have them, you know, them fools blowing like it was no tomorrow, and you're like, well, damn, you're not going to get out and go to the door and, you know, escort her to the car. But
right,
it's crazy.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's part of the Play Pimpin' Rule Book 101. You know, when they sit up there and they wine and dine you at first, and it's kind of a tease because they kind of lure you in, you know, smelling good, looking good, treating you good. And then after, you know, a certain period of time, they revert back to doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely nothing. And that's part of their ploy, because then you'll be hoping that you can get that guy back. You know what I'm saying? So you'll hang on, and while they do different things and or mess with other people and kind of leave you in confusion, you're still holding on to what you saw before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you can't get caught up in that. But
the thing is, most people mess.
Yeah, you know, and it's a shame that that happens.
And that's true. And like I was saying, most people masks will come off, and people who are not used to doing it, they're not. Eventually, they'll slip up, and they're not going to be consistent with doing it. So, in due time, you know, true colors will come out. Hopefully, you know. And I don't want to look at it all in the negative. Hopefully, if it was a person like that, and you're the one that you know, their behaviors will possibly change. But now I have another point about with Melvin, you know, one of the most dreaded people in America now, Melvin, because, you know, his thought process. Melvin's thought on chivalry. He said, I have no problem holding the door for women, but the door I open is typically a bedroom door. While I'm being nice and charming, what the hell would the young lady be doing besides taking it all in but not giving anything in return? Why should I go through all the motions of chivalry and courting that seems so rehearsed and scripted? Where's the creativity? There is nothing unique about it. I like to shake shit up and do the unexpected.
I don't know if opening the bedroom door is really unexpected. Melvin.
Well,
okay.
I guess his thought process is like, you know, he's not really doing the car door and all that stuff, but he will open up the bedroom door. And I can't change that man's thought process.
I don't know. Little investment gets you what kind of return? I don't know. I don't know, Melvin. You think that?
Yeah.
But I just think that it all depends. I mean, I don't know how many women are going to walk through that bedroom door, you know what I'm saying, because you do want to have a partner or a companion that is at least on the same line as you. I mean, you know, maybe a woman would walk through the door if they're feeling the same way. Like, maybe they just want the wham, bam, thank you, sir. You know what I mean? Some women are, you know, may not want to go through the motions about the dating and the courting and things like that. You know what I mean? And then there's others that, you know, we want that. You know, we want to be feeling special. We want to be taken out. You know what I mean? So I do believe that there's a return on investment if a gentleman puts in the time, takes you on dates, and really gets to know you, you know what I mean? And then you can share experience. Because I do think it's an even exchange in a healthy relationship anyway.
Well, I think with most guys, they feel like they're putting a lot on the front end, and sometimes they feel that they don't get anything on the back end. So, you know, that's why some people, they kind of dib and dab here and there, and they travel the path of the least resistance. I mean, you know, but then some guys, you know, of course you want a challenge. You want something. You have to work hard for someone that you're interested in and that you want to court or you want to woo them. And you know, and unfortunately, sometimes it's all about the chase to people, like the conquest. And that's just sort of how these situations have been since the beginning of time. But before we go on, if you're listening on your phone, don't forget to press 1, and you'll be able to come in and give your feedback. But if you're listening online and you have something to say, call in at 657-383-0395 and press #1 to come in, and we would love to hear your feedback.
Absolutely.
Which brought me to this interesting point. I was going through looking up information, and I came across something about, like, how do women, let men know that they're interested in, just say, I'm not even saying so much at a club, just say if it was some adult event or something, and you seen someone and you were kind of a single mingle thing. I'll just keep it like that. How do you let a man know that you're interested, or to make him want to say, you know what, I need to make a move right there to try to get to know her, get her number, get her information or something? And, you know, again, it's always interesting when I post these things, because you have some people say, women, we don't have to do anything. Why should we have to play games? You just do it. But then again, some guys, again, are not willing to take that challenge of being rejected, especially if it's, you know, a professional event. And, you know, and some women could be very intimidating. And if that guy, his confidence level is not where he wanted to be, he may not step to you for that reason. So I was just wondering, Yolanda, how would you let a man know that you're interested and you really want him to ask you out on a date?
You know what? I never really faced that problem, David. I never had to invite anyone, you know what I mean, into that. It was usually somewhere, you know, with conversation. And I'm tell you something. Usually I used to have a type, you know what I mean? And with the type, when women encounter a gentleman and he's talking to her and that gentleman is her type, that is a whole different scenario. Because, you know, he'll get the smiles, he'll get the laughter, he'll get the great conversation, you know, with the type. But then if a gentleman approaches you and he's not quite your type, you know, you may or may not be as, you know, jovial or interested in that, unless he has game, you know what I mean? Unless he's an intellectual and, you know, because sometimes gentlemen can smooth things over and you will date out, you know, someone who captures your interest even though they may fall outside of your type, you know what I mean? So for me, it has to be more so. With women, I should say, it's like an intuition, if you will. You know, we get a good feel for somebody or if we feel comfortable talking to them or something like that. But we kind of, it's just, I don't know, just regular conversation. It's not like, you know, I'm going to wink or grab his hand or nothing like that. It's just something where you kind of get, you kind of know. It's like a little bit of chemistry right there, and he'll know whether or not to go further. Usually when you're being intimidating, when you're talking to a gentleman and you're a strong woman, it's because, you know, maybe you're just not feeling him like that. 9 times out of 10, you know, we'll soften up. We'll soften up to see where he's at. And you can kind of gauge whether a gentleman's shy or not, you know, in your conversation. So you can find out where he's at, and then you take it from there.
Yeah. And that's true, and I think depending on the setting, because, you know,
right.
I can remember when it was like get-togethers, and you almost know, like, when you say something or you crack jokes, and there's someone that laughs at everything you say. And I can remember situations like that, and my sister would be like, he is not that funny. He is not that funny. But I knew that, okay, it's time to... When the opportunity presents, it's time to, you know, say something, because everything I said might have not been that funny at the time, but they would be cracking up at everything. So that was a little, you know, a little hint, or, you know, the little, you know, laughter, the conversation, and you like tap a person on their arms or something, and you keep. You know, you keep doing it, but, you know, little subtle little touches, and, you know, as a guy,
right.
You're like, all right, I think she's feeling me a little bit or so. Little things like that
right.
Kind of helps people along the way, because, like someone had responded back, there's like, you know, the problem is a lot of times these guys get their lines blurred that shit, you can barely speak to them or smile, and they automatically think it's something when you were just being kind. So, you know, I think with something like that, it has to be a little more than just like, hey, how you doing, and a smile for a guy to say,
right.
Oh man, I got to press up on that. You know, it has to be something like, you know, repeated actions to me that would make you say, all right, it's time to. Maybe I should make a move that way.
Yeah, agreed. You know what I've noticed, David? I noticed that these guys got a lot slicker. So I remember back in the day, if a guy got your number or whatever, you know what I mean? You can get the wrong number. Anyway, but you give a wrong number. Now you can't even give out a wrong number because they want to call you, text you right away, like, make sure it's right. You know what I mean? Hey, come on. So you can't play around anymore.
Yeah, and that happened with the cell phones, because now people are like, oh, give me your number. Call me right now so I can lock it in. So that, you know, that move really, you know, especially face-to-face, if they're saying, okay, when people pulling out their phones, all right, give me your number. I'm about to lock it in. Oh, I'm about to call it right now so you can have my number. Yeah, clever move.
It is a clever move. However, it puts you in the hot seat, because now you can't even. Because, you know, a lot of women, if they're not your type, you don't want to be rude a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? So, back in the day, you know, you would just sit up there, okay, all right. You wouldn't say, oh no, I'm not interested, or I'm taken, or whatever. You would just get his number. Or, you know, you write his number down, and I mean, you call, or, you know what I mean? But you can't even do that anymore. Like, that's taken away. That's going away now. So, you're kind of pressured to do or die now.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, you have to be more selective on your interactions, because if the conversation is flowing, you know that. And you may not be ready for it, but you know sooner or later they're going to ask for your number. And, you know, that move of giving the wrong number or whatever the case is, or, I mean, in this day and age, most people say, you know, you can't even say that you don't have a phone or whatever the case is, because more than likely throughout the event you probably was on your phone taking pictures or doing something. So people have more access than before, where you know, back in those days, you could you can come up with any type of thing. Well, you can't call it this time because I go to work early, but now,
right.
You know, with these cell phones, you have your phone on vibrate, or the FaceTime and all that stuff. It's just too much. People have too much access to each other now.
Okay.
So those tricks really don't work anymore. You just have to be ready, if you're not interested, to say it, which, again, always remind me. It's so interesting how some of this stuff still it ties in with middle school kids. Because I'm talking to a young lady last couple of days, and she's telling me, I don't like this. I don't like him, Mr. Glover. I said, why? She's like, just because he's annoying, and he keeps. And I guess her friend was trying to hook them up and pumping his head up. And she's like, I just don't like him. And then I was like, do you got a picture of him? And she's like, yeah, he's I don't like him because he's ugly. I said, well, that's not nice, whatever. Like, that has nothing to do with his heart or whatever. So when she showed me the picture of him, I just started cracking up.
Okay.
She was like, that's so funny to you, huh? Like, because he looked like a little midget, whatever. And, but she was already, like, kind of leading him on and saying, well, I told him, like, if he going to pay for this or pay for that, I'll be willing, you know. I said, so you're playing with him. I said, so that's not cool either. I said, if you don't like him, just say you're not interested. She's like, but it's so hard because he's annoying and he keeps trying and all this stuff. So I always say, and I always tell the youngsters, like, this stuff doesn't change. It doesn't change. You'll be going through the same things when you get older. It doesn't change. And it doesn't. When you talk to adults, and there's still some of the same situations, and then, you know, now that I'm older and now you're processing this stuff with, you know, young people, you're just like, wow, like, this is funny. It's hilarious.
And I've heard of some successful love stories where people are not actually attracted to each other at first. You know what I mean? I have heard, you know, oh, well, you know, it wasn't love at first sight. You know what I mean? Situations. And I don't think, you know, it could happen. It could happen where you just meet someone and maybe they're not your type, or you don't think they're that attractive. But then when you have that conversation and vibe, anything can happen. So, you know, you shouldn't really judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, well, she had it. I guess I didn't make it no better because he was a funny looking guy. I couldn't stop but laugh. I had to laugh at least 30 seconds straight. Like, I wanted to say, I feel you. I understand. Good choice, but, you know, I had to be a little, you know, indirect with telling her, yeah, he is funny looking. I see why you really not trying to go that route at first.
Yeah. Also, let me tell you this. As I hit the dating scene, you know, I have ran across a couple gentlemen that, you know, gave me this, I don't want to really call it a sob story, but in retrospect, that's exactly what it was. They gave me this sob story about how, you know, women, they were saying when they meet them online or what have you, you know, they'll take them out for dates and restaurants. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, where are we going on a second date, or where are we going on a third date? But then, you know, once they don't want to come out their pocket anymore and perhaps do something else, then the woman's no longer interested. Now, I think that's kind of sad if that really happens. But at the end of the day, why would you tell someone that you're potentially dating, and here it is, you guys are not at a restaurant. Like, I wasn't at a restaurant when he was giving me this spiel. So I'm like, so you let the previous women mess it up for me? Like, whoa. You know what I mean? I'm on your couch drinking wine. What's that? You know what I mean? So I can understand why some men don't want to, you know, go through that anymore, especially if they were doing it before. But again, I think that's where gentlemen should use their discernment and kind of try to pick different women that would not just be looking for the free meal or what have you, like, you should have some common interest at hand first. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe talk on the phone first, or, you know, before you just decide, okay, well, let's go out on Friday. You know what I mean? But a lot of guys do that where they just approach you, see your picture online, and they want to make a date. Well, how about we talk first? You know what I mean?
Well, I think part of that is, like I always say, good communication is a lost art. So how many times, I mean, you know, when I know we always resort back to back in the days, how many times do you have that 1 hour, 2 hour conversation with someone you're just getting to know on the phone? Everything seems to be high intense. Everyone is so busy, so it's always these little short conversations. Hey, how you doing? I was just seeing, you know, what you was up to. Talk for a few minutes. How's everything going the next one? All right, I'll give you a call back later. And you know, that's a lot of times it's the gist of it. And, you know, until you have those long, you know, them nice conversations, which really don't happen. And if people would go back to that, and I mean, I know people have tons of things going on, and you know, it's a lot when you think about it. And you think about if you're, you know, a guy in your late 30s, 40s, and you're interested in a woman who works, and then when she gets off work, she has to take care, you know, the kids, cook, do homework, and all that stuff. And by that time, you're exhausted. So when do these conversations take place? Then on the weekends, more than likely, if you got your kids involved in activities, shit, that's an all-day thing, pretty much, till like in the evening. Then when you get home, it's time to cook, then you unwind. And when do these conversations take place? I know the answer. They really don't.
Well, they really should, because that's the whole point. Like, you get lonely. Even if you have those activities and you're working like a dog, you're working 12-hour shifts, and if you're taking the kids here and there and what have you, there comes a time where you get that need for a grown folk conversation with the opposite sex. Like, it's just a necessity that you have. You want to have someone that you can holler at, that, you know what I'm saying, can kind of, you know, support you and whatever. It's just an emotional need, at least for us women, that we have. Like, we want to have that conversation, so we will make the time for it, believe it or not, as busy as we are, because I had that situation where I was working long hours, and I'm also having, you know, different projects and things like that, and I'm here and there, but I always make time for somebody, you know, that deserves that time, somebody who's willing to invest as much as I am willing to invest. But see, that's hard to find. Because like you said, you know, a lot of what I experience is a lot of gentlemen, they prefer to send the text. They prefer to, you know, they don't really want to have the conversations like it used to go down. You know, back in the day, you used to be on the phone. You fall asleep on the phone because you're hollering at somebody. You know what I mean? But it's not like that no more. It's like everybody wants to just send quick texts and, you know, hook up. Like,
well,
I don't get that.
Well, in some cases, and again, the gap has been it definitely has shrinking. That some guys feel that some women dominate a conversation, and they may talk too much, so you might not get the opportunity to say anything. But then again, like I said, it's shrinking because now you got some guys that run their mouths with maybe meaningless conversations. So I don't know. You know, it's funny, you know, when you look at it, because to me, my definition of, because sometimes people could talk and you might love hearing everything they got to say. You just, you know, you're like, it's good conversation. It's energetic, it gives you a good feeling. But I think when it's the conversations that someone is always complaining about their job or complaining about their ex or their kid's father, and or their family members or stuff like that, and you just, and it kind of makes you say, I can't do this. I can't call. I can't do this. I had a long day, and I just don't feel like hearing this negativity. So I think in that case, this would be advice to some women. Be careful what you're dumping on people. I mean, once you get in and y'all together like that, then, you know, even then, I guess, your man would be able to tell you, baby, shut the hell up with all that. I mean, maybe not that rude, but, like, I'm not trying to hear that today, but chill. And you might like, okay, all right, you might, you know, let me back off, whatever. But you got to get to that point before you start.
I'm curious to know.
What'd you say?
I'm curious to know, how did you handle that? Did you ever go through that where someone was yapping to you on the phone and you just didn't want to hear what she had to say? How did you handle that?
I was just there. I was like, listen, you can't keep doing it. You can't keep complaining about your job. Like, what is this? What is it changing? And you can't complain about your ex like it's toxic. Like you're upset now and you keep doing this stuff on a daily basis. Well, that person, they kind of got up. They kind of got upset and thought I was being kind of nonchalant or passive, but really, I was just, like, it was day after day, and then you start, it gets bad when you start, when you're talking to an individual, and they start, and you're talking to them for 30 minutes, and then after 15 minutes, it comes back around, and you start saying the same shit you said earlier in the conversation. So you're like, I already heard this, like, and then you're putting the phone down, and you're like, yeah, and you're tuning them out, so... It depends on the individual. Some people could take that information and say, you know what, you know, I appreciate that. I am. I need to get better than that, but I'm just so frustrated. And I think if you can validate someone's concern and take a step back and say, maybe I do complain about this, you know, that's what. But when you're locked in and that's all you got on your mind, I don't care who tells you, like, you know, you're talking too much. It doesn't matter. They're going to still get that story off, and they don't care. But, again, as I got older, there's a lot of people that were good friends of mine that I kind of pushed back because I'm like, I don't even want to call them. Or when I go back home to Niagara Falls, I'm not even – if they'll just have to see my car in my mother's driveway. And, oh, you in town? Or if I post something about I'm going to be at an event or something. But other than that, I'm just not – I can't do that, and maybe because the nature of my job, that's what I hear, kids complaining and whining all day, that I can't do it on a regular basis with adults.
Wow. Yeah, well, I dated this guy, relatively quickly, let me tell you this story. I dated this guy, and this gentleman, and I didn't understand it at the time, but now that you bring it up, David, it makes perfect sense. He told me, and I thought he was stonewalling me. I thought he was putting down some sort of precedent, you know, some prerequisite, because he stated to me, well, you know, I don't really like to talk on the phone, but, you know, if you have something to talk about, and I was saying to myself, like, why is he saying this to me? You know, but I didn't understand why he was saying that to me, because we haven't even begun conversating yet, and I happen to be very, you know, fluent and intellectual, where I know how to carry a conversation.
Uh-huh.
But I guess other women, perhaps, you know, crack his ear wide open. I don't know. But we do have Anitra up. So if we can get her on the line. Hello.
Anitra.
Well, when she gets ready, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found that to be quite interesting. But now that you made it very clear, because I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, that women actually dump on guys that they're dating like that.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. Like I said, it's even, you know, when you have friends of the opposite sex and, you know, they might, you know, they kind of value you being that person who always had the listening ear when you were younger, growing up, and you would help them with solutions. But I think once you get older and you have, you know, real life situations going on yourself and you wants to be amongst people that bring the best out of you and bring positivity to your life, that you say, I can't do this person. And you know, and then that's when you get it, you know, it gets twisted around that, oh, you think you're better than such and such. It's not about that. It's about life is short and you want to spend it as much time with positive individuals that's going to give you something. Not saying that there isn't times where things may be rocky and everybody can have those times, but for the most part, me personally, I want to make sure I fulfill my days, having more good days than bad days.
I hear that. I believe we have Anitra on the line.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. Hey, Yolanda. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on?
You're
funny.
yeah, so interesting topic. I was just listening. I'm trying to get in early because I'm trying to multitask here because I didn't want to forget to call or get so busy and not get a chance to support. But, you know, I think it goes back to, as you guys were talking about, the whole thing about, I do think that conversation, you know, it brings back to what I always say about the social skills are dying. They're like dying. Yeah. And everyone, I think currently men and women, will have like that deficit where you can't have, you know, like everyone wants to text. Like I didn't text for like a while. But, you know, because I'm like, listen, if you can't talk to me, like, on the phone or have a conversation, then, you know, we just not talking. So, you know, but, you know, it's sign of the times. But, so, you know, it does, you know, serves its purpose. But if that's all you do is just text, so how do I know what your role, especially, you know, if you misspelling words and, you know, I just noticed that because, you know, I help students that can't read. So I just noticed that and, you know, I don't hold it against you, but you know what I'm saying? I'm still like, okay, well, did you mean to say this? Because, you know, or okay. That, you know, I don't even, you know, what you're talking about. So. But, yeah, I just think, you know, real conversation, I do agree, is a lost art. And, you know, communication. So, and I do think that, and even if I do, I still think that you could be like, well, if you're not interested in someone, you could still be like, oh, I don't got no phone. They'd be like, you don't got no phone? What? Mm-mm, I'm old school.
Okay.
I don't got no phone. Or you'd be like, you know, listen, times is hard. I'm on a budget, and I don't need no more bills.
Fellas, when a woman tell you they ain't got no phone, that means they're not interested. You believe that if you want to, that, oh, they're on a budget. Oh, they got a strict budget. Maybe they can help me with my budget. You're a damn fool. They're not interested.
That's crazy.
Well, they call it Laxy Daisy communication style. You know, they use the term breadcrumbing for dating, where they send texts and they don't really call, and you know, you'll hear from them every now and again, and there's no real consistency with anything. You know what I mean? It's just one step up from what they call ghosting, which is when someone doesn't respond to you at all and they're just out. So
ghosting.
Yeah.
Aspirin on you. Casper, no
It's the truth. Yeah, well, these young students, because they don't know how to socialize. They don't talk on the phone till the sun comes up like we used to back in the day. That's just now. They don't even know how fun that is.
Right, or then, like, and I mean, this is why we have the TV show, like Catfish. Like, how is it that you're talking to someone on the internet for 2 years and you ain't never seen them? You ain't never talked to them.
Okay.
So who's the crazy one, me or you? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'll just be, like, with the side eye, like, really?
Because,
you know, something is a little off with the both of y'all.
That illusion, the concept of being in love, though some words, they say words are powerful.
Well, hey, you give them power, right? We give them power, whoever's reading.
Right, but you know, you got to get that mind right first. So if that mind ain't right, you know, anything is powerful because it just feeds the surface. So, you know, you fall for anything.
Very true. Very true.
Well, Anitra, it's wonderful hearing your voice. Thank you for calling in.
You know, no problem. Great conversation. So, you know, I don't want to forget you guys this week.
Well,
thank
you, can, you know, you can be listening in the background. As you know, more callers start calling in, and you, you know, want to come back in and say something, feel free to do so. I don't want it. You know, I don't want it. Want, you know, people that take their time to call in to, you know, they say, you know, get their little feedback in. All right, see you guys. See you next week. Call back in next week, whatever.
Well, did I say that, David? Did I say that?
No, I'm just, you know, I just don't. This is feedback that I got from, you know, a few people from my camp. They were like, man, I wanted to come in and blast such and such when they said this or that, but I only, you know, was able to say this one thing, and then I wasn't put out. So, I mean, you know, my show on Thursdays is a little different, but I still, you know, like for people to still listen and then, you know, press that one again and come back in and be able to, you know, call people
definitely
out on things that don't sound right to you.
Definitely.
So
I definitely
saying.
Will be listening. I'm not just going to be like, I got my 2 cents in and then let it go.
Because,
but I'm definitely going to be listening.
That was my mentality when I was working on my master's, because I was quiet in class, and I was like, man, if I could just get my 2 things in before break, then I'm done. I don't got to say anything. And I would raise my hand, get my 2 little things, and I'd be in the corner like, felt like a champion. Do we got somebody else? I thought I said Dedrick ready to come in.
Okay.
All right. What's up, David? Yolanda, how y'all doing?
What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man. Chilling. I was listening. The show's good, man. It's y'all doing y'all thing, man. I just wanted to kind of add on something David was saying about, you know, because I think Yolanda, you asked the question, you know, about what do you do when you don't want to. I think it was you don't want to talk to the person or something to that effect.
When somebody's talking
too much. Something to that effect.
Yeah,
so, you know, I had a real life situation like that with a couple of my friends, and they're still friends to this day. It's just that they've always known me to be a straight shooter. You know what I'm saying? I'm as silly as I can be. I you know, we can talk about everything or talk about absolutely nothing and be silly in between. That's how I wrote. But the thing is that, you know, I've had friends who got caught up in their own situation so much so to the point where they're talking about it. They find themselves talking about it and stuff like that. So one in particular, she's a pretty much separated, going into divorce and stuff like that, and you can hear the anger inside of her voice. Anytime anything is said or broached about her ex-husband, like I'm not talking about from me. I'm just talking about, she can be talking about her kids or whatever is going on or whatever the case is. And, you know, she can be talking about going to a grocery store, and this mother effer, he shows up, he calls me, and I'm on the phone like, oh, gosh, I just got caught up in a rocket real quick. Like, it went from zero to, like, 150,000, like, ASAP, like, real quick. So, and I kind of understood the sore spot because she was stressed off of what had happened and different things like that had happened and everything. And, again, she was hurt. I said, okay, I'm not going to trip because this is a part of her process. It's part of her healing. Okay, fast forward 2 years, same type of reaction and stuff like that. So it got to a point where I had to tell her, I said, listen, let me say something to you, and I hope you take it the right way as it is intended and stuff like that, because you already know me. You knew me for quite a while, you know what I'm saying? And you know how we roll, you know what I'm saying? I love you with everything I got in me. But this is something I noticed, and, you know, she was listening. And I said, every time you talk about this dude, it's almost like somebody just ripped the scab off of, you know, they just opened up the wound that was just cut, and you healed up, but they just reopened that same wound, and all the blood came right on back out. It's like, you know, and then she starts in, well, this motherfucker, hold it, slow down. I said, first and foremost, I need you to think about something, all right? I said, are you willing to be his prisoner? Oh, hell no. Slow down. Listen to me, all right? Are you willing to be his prisoner for life? She said, no. I said, okay, follow me now. Calm down. Y'all not together no more. He ain't in the room. I'm going to need you to listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I said, because every time you get upset, it's almost like he has the strings. He's pulling those strings, and he's the puppeteer and stuff like that, because every time you get all messed up and emotionally distraught because you're thinking about him or whatever that situation was, listen, you're in your own home now. You're doing your thing. You've had to learn a few things along the way because there were times he had to take care of certain things, but I need you to understand something. I got your back as much as I can have your back, but I'm going to need you to participate in your own rescue. All right, because every time we get on the phone and you're negative or you're in a funk because of this dude, you're still being held captive. You're a prisoner of your own self, because keep in mind, he's going on about his business. And here you are still in all up in the Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying, and you still in that same funk. This dude is doing he's doing what he want to do. And here you are still upset about the same thing. Like, so I'm going to need you to make a decision. I'm going to be your friend regardless, but I'm going to need you to make a conscious decision on whether or not you're going to continue to be held captive like that, or you're going to push forward and create your own new narrative, because you can't continue to keep talking about the same things over and over again. And even going past her situation, I tell people that. You can't keep talking about the same negative stuff and think it's going to change just because you're talking about it. You got to learn to start healing yourself and figuring out what perspectives can you gain from it. What can you earn from that and stuff like that. So when you meet new people and they're showing you that they're inconsistent, they're showing you that they're liars, they're ghosting on you, like y'all said. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let them stay ghosts. Don't exercise the demon. Don't phone home. Don't do jack. Let them stay ghost, because what they're going to do is they're going to conveniently pop back in at some point just to check on you. Don't check on me. We good. You can stay in ghost land. We cool. I'm good. Like, and that's the thing that I don't understand about some women is that they get in their feelings so fast. How do you get in your feelings so fast? Why are you having such high expectations out of somebody who hasn't even proven themselves to be worthy of you and stuff like that? You trying to hold on to somebody who's clearly showing you they don't belong in your life. Let them go. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I latch on to people so fast. You know, and I have people frustrated with me because I didn't fall in love when they fell in love. First of all, you need to send me a memo. Let me know. Give me some a clue that you're changing your feelings towards me. Let's have the conversation so I can catch up if I feel the same way. Don't just change your feelings and be like, you should have known. You should have known. Hold on. Slow your roll. Guys set ourselves differently from women. You understand? So when the wind blows, don't be like, you should have felt that wind too. No, no. Sometimes men, we set ourselves a little bit different. So you got to let us know where you stand sometimes. Don't just think that we can just look at you and tell because you blinking and crap, that, oh, you in love now. No. You got to actually have the conversation with most of us and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't learn to fall in love so fast. You know what I'm saying? Just take your time, get to know people and stuff like that, because a lot of the times we miss cues that they're really just not into us. If they're not calling, guys are going to call you. We're into you. We're going to show you we're into you because we don't want you to think that we're not into you and you mess around and go to somebody else. That's all I'm saying. Like we got to learn to communicate better. You know what I'm saying?
That's valuable information. Man. As far as you say, if a guy is into you, they're going to let you know.
They're going to let you know that.
Indeed.
Feedback.
It could be my headset. It could be my headset. I'm sorry, because I'm known, this thing is known to give echoes and double.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the things that, like you said, sometimes women, you know, do get it twisted. And, you know, if you got to ask them, man, could you take me here? Could you do this and that? His ass don't want to be bothered with you. But when he suggests that, I want to see you, or when can I see you again? There's something there. There's something mm-hmm. there. But when you got to always say, well, you need, could you take me here? Could you do that? And you complain. And he's simply doing it just to shut you up, probably. So you have to understand and be able to pick up on those cues. But like Anitra said, in this day and age, people have a hard time deciphering social cues and this and that because we don't talk as much. So I always say, with working with the younger generation, that, man, it's going to be crazy. I don't know what's going to happen when they get older and how things are going to go down. But I'll be in my reclining chair like, yeah, I knew that boy. I'll be like, I knew that boy was going to end up like this or whatever.
Yeah. From a women's perspective, I'm going to tell you this much. It's not too much going on with boo loving a ghost. If he's not there, if he's not talking, if he's not calling, if he's not that doesn't make me fall in love. That doesn't do anything for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and you know, for the majority of us, as I'm not going to say, you know, sometimes that's alluring to someone who perhaps been abandoned as a child or something like that. They might be looking for, you know, or coming on and taking on patterns that happen, you know, that's a little bit of dysfunction. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to say it doesn't take place, but what I'm going to say is if you in your mind and everything, you're not going to deal with that sort of situation. I noticed, too, like when I was doing my research, getting back in the game, because that's what I had to do. I had to brush up a little bit because I was out the game for a while being married and all for over 10 years. But when I got back in the game, before I did, I started doing my research. And one of the articles I came across was stating that a lot, and you guys, you can let me know if this is true or not, but I'm going to tell you what this article said. It was stating that men have a different approach when it comes to relationships, and a lot of times they remain detached. They remain detached until the point where the female actually shows some sort of, you know, like she's trying to take it to the next level, or she's falling in love, or she's feeling a little more close, and then perhaps he'll, you know, consider, you know, becoming emotionally connected or so. I don't know. How true is that, gentlemen?
I think that's true, and a lot of times females may kind of date with a purpose, that they have a goal in mind of what they're trying to do or what they're trying to get to. And guys, you know, I can't say it's hard to explain, but, you know, they may feel, you know, they have their guards up, because I think to be honest, women may be a little more resilient when it comes to emotions, whatever. They're able to forgive and bounce back, because ultimately they want a stable, functioning relationship, especially, you know, as they get older. Well, guys, sometimes we could be stuck in the mud for years, and if you really don't want, you know, if you're not planning to move forward, they're kind of just set in their ways, so they're kind of reluctant or guarded or want put their heart out there, where women are more willing to take chances. That's just me. Dedrick might disagree, but that's just my take.
Well, David, honestly, I think in my opinion, I think that, you know, as far as it being resilient, I think women emotionally are different beasts. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that knows anybody, y'all know that already. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that a lot of the times women, some women or whatnot, I'm going to put some out there because all y'all are not dead equal. But the thing is that sometimes it's almost like you're so bent on having somebody that the emotion or the cues that you're supposed to see, you ignore because you're looking for that thing, that feeling, or whatever the case is. And once you get a whiff of that feeling, it's like y'all gone. And sometimes for us standing on the outside looking in at that particular situation, we're looking at it as it is, like, you don't see that? You know, and this person is making excuses for and stuff like that. Well, no, he's not really like that. It's just that I don't think he meant it that way, but blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here like, but he said it. Like, a dude ain't going to really say certain things or do certain things unless he means what he's saying. Because a lot of guys, we ain't that good of an actor in some cases.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if we're telling you, you know, something and it's hurtful to you, guess what? That's what that dude really means. Like, if y'all asking men, okay, you know, I feel this way, we should talk about blah, 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 you know, and you ask him a direct question, that dude is going to do one of two things. He's going to react immediately and say what he's thinking, or he's going to react and then try to tell you what he thinks you want to hear. Either way, his first reaction is the most honest reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in those situations, man, like, you just got to really, really hone your emotions, because if you already know you're a sensitive woman and there's certain things that you can't handle, be honest about it. Like, there was an exchange that I had online. I had the advice of this. Sometimes when you're getting to know somebody and you're not very sure about what type of dude you're dealing with, throw them a little curveball, and, you know, and just come at him like, and some of y'all some gorgeous women, some of y'all back them big old beautiful eyes and stuff like that, and we immediately engage in you. And you look at him, and you kind of step a little closer and say, if I ask you a question, you be honest with me? And, of course, he's going to say, yeah. Of course I will. What's up? Okay. Here's the deal. Okay. You attractive, you know, I assume you think I'm attractive and stuff like that. And, you know, people are looking for relationships. People ain't looking for relationships. And I want you to tell me the truth, all right? I want you to be real with me, okay? I want you to be real with me, because I'm going to be real with you, okay? Are you really looking for a relationship, or like a real relationship, something committed? Or are you just looking for a little casual thing? Are you just looking for a little cut buddy, somebody, you know, you get it in? Because, you know what I mean, who knows? And here's the key. Who knows? I might be into that too, but I just want to know what's up with you. Now, the dude who is stupid and who is really just out there hunting, who ain't really looking for nothing, you know, real, he's going to fall for the bait every time.
because he's thinking, oh, hell, okay, well, all right, okay, all right, I can get something more casual right here. But he not understanding. He just basically switched him because the first time he said, nah, I'm just looking for a little something, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I decided I want to come over here looking all good, you know what I'm saying? I want to see what's up. So the real him is going to ease right on the top that month. And that's when you stop and disqualify his butt and say, hold on for a second. I was just asking. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something real. You seem like a really cool guy, but I don't think this is going to work. A lot of the times, that little exchange right there will tell you everything you need to know. It won't probably work for some seasoned players, but most of those guys, they'll fall for a hook, line, and sinker every time. Like, you got to learn the psychology of how men work. If you don't know and understand the phases of men, you're always falling for the wrong thing and whatnot, you know?
Man, let me tell you something, Detrick. Hey, how you doing? Let me tell you something. I got to run into women because there's a lot of play testing going on around this part these days. And I understand, yes, a real man will have a conversation. A real man will come and tell you exactly what the deal is. And, yes, you can actually conversate and come up with, because if you're a real woman and you're talking to a real man, yes, anything's possible. You know what I'm saying? You can agree to anything. I recall having that sort of conversation with someone, and it didn't quite go that well.
Okay.
Obviously, I wasn't dealing with somebody who was coming from the same direction I was coming from. So, I mean, it happens. And you know what goes on? It's like this Prince Charming thing that goes on. You know, they say what you want to hear. They take you where you want to go. And next thing you know, it's kind of like that Stevie Wonder song, Rocket Love, where they take you halfway to heaven and drop your ass. Wouldn't even do that to a dog. So I'm just saying, there's game playing out here. And, you know, as much as you want to be real with somebody, and this goes vice versa. It's not really about this is, you know, with both sexes. If the person is not real, okay, and they're coming from some sort of, you know, hidden agenda sort of deal, or if they're coming from this ego, you know, where they just want what they want, you can't beat that. It's like you're not going to win with that. You know what I mean? And it's hard to get to the bottom of things when you're dealing with somebody who's always, it's like that, you know, that street game, you know, with the cups, you know what I'm saying, where you try to get real, you try to ask questions that's real, but the person keeps flim-flamming you, you know what I'm saying? They're playing games with you. So, you know, you get enough of that, yeah. After enough of that, you can kind of cut them loose, like you're saying, but it's just that it's not that many real types of people out there, or at least they're not connecting with each other. You know, they're not attracted to each other. You know what I mean?
Well, that's fair to say. I mean, that's really fair to say. I think there's many of us out there, but like you said, we're missing each other. You're like, hey, okay, well, all right, well, I mean, but we're just missing each other for some reason. So I think it's fair to say that we're missing each other. I think there's many, but for some reason, all these other disqualified folks, they keep bouncing up in your face. And, you know, blocking you from seeing the other person. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know.
Okay. That's a disconnect. Go ahead, Dave.
I think, and this may be to the extremes, but, you know, it's rare cases. Some people, you know, you give them that test, whatever. Again, like Dedrick said, that you got to know your personnel. You got to find out what makes a person tick, and sometimes those antics, whatever. Some of these people, they be ready to freezer bag you. They ready to chop you up, or they don't take that because you're like, okay, I pretty much tricked you. You don't want what I want. It's pretty much a done deal. That. They don't accept that. So, again, you know, that's all. I mean, there's really no
right or wrong answer. There's really no timetable because you can't tell. So when people say, "Oh, it's too soon," I don't really know you like that. Sometimes you never know someone, whatever. Right. You never know what's going to come out of somebody, and that's why stuff be so jacked up to this day, and people could be together for years, and then they start acting this way or that, and stuff start manifesting. So, you know, I'm not one that prescribe to, like, the timetables of when certain things happen.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So when I say freezer bag, you know, those people getting chopped up, mutilated, who riding around in your trunk, it's some sickles out here that can't take rejection.
Okay.
Hey, Dedrick, how do you feel about chivalry?
You said how I feel about chivalry?
You said David or Dedrick?
Dedrick.
Okay.
Oh, that's something I was raised around. That's something I was raised to do and be and display. I mean, so chivalry is something that's inside of me already. However, I think that as it goes to, as it relates to women, because, you know, a lot of women, they are hardcore about it, which is fine, which is good. However, you have to understand that in this day and age, chivalry isn't being taught anymore. You understand? And it's not the fault of the guy, because if you're not taught something, you don't know to do it. Until somebody tells you, now you know, and now you don't have an excuse. But until then, sometimes you have to take into account, this is a new day and age, like y'all said several times before, but, you know, this is a new day and age to where people are not taught the fundamentals of how to be a decent human being or how to be a young man growing into manhood. We're not, I mean, those kids are not being taught that anymore. They're mostly latchkey kids. Chivalry, for me, is a necessity because it shows women that we still have respect for them. It shows y'all that, listen, I still value you. I don't even know you, but I still value you as a woman and stuff like that. So, to me, it's necessary from my perspective, but I can't totally fault a man who has never been taught that. And I wouldn't know that unless I knew him. But surely if he was taught that, that was something that would stick to him and whatnot. And when a lot of the time some women are so desensitized to, they don't even recognize their chivalry. You can open the door and they'll walk straight on through there. They won't say thank you, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or you'll get up on public transportation and let them have a seat. They think that that's what you're supposed to do, just because, you know, they showed up. You know what I'm saying? But they don't even recognize what's going on. They just know that it's a free seat. It, you know, so I think that there's got to be a lot of education when you're talking to your kids, your nephews, you know, your younger siblings and stuff like that. Tell them as much as possible, and some hopefully they'll spread the word. But you know, I don't know. I think some guys get burnt out because they've been so nice, they do all this stuff, and the women don't appreciate it. So I think chivalry should continue to happen. I do. I don't think it should go anywhere. I just think it's one of those lost arts, I guess. That's what I feel about it.
Okay.
Good response.
Well, thank you very much, David.
No problem.
We have somebody else who's trying to come in. Nuki. Nuki.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you,
Dedrick. No problem. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey.
What's going on,
Nuke? I'm doing fine. I know Shivery is still alive, okay? Because every time I see this brother in Buffalo, I shiver all over. I say, it ain't gone.
There you go.
Shivery is still here. No, but But let me tell you, and what a lot of people fail to realize, sometimes, my personal opinion, I don't think some people have a hidden agenda. A person, you just, once they get to know you, till you sit around being around a person, a person can act a certain way outside, but when you get them behind closed doors and you go to their house and shit may change. So it's not like you have a hidden agenda. They got some shit hidden around their house, dirt rod here, dirty toes, mustiness. You know what I mean? It's just little different things. Some people is clean on the surface, but when you get in their house, you'll be surprised. I'll call them nice, nasty people. And I think, seriously, and sometimes people think, like, oh, no, he was playing a game with me. Nah, he wish you knew how to play clean up house, play house and shit, play real house. Clean that shit up, because you know, I mean, for real. And I think sometimes people just turn a person off after they get to know them. You know what I mean? They may have some great interests, and then it's just certain things. I know a dude have a foot fetish. If a girl feet look jacked up, he's not talking to her. And some people just they have pet peeves in their life, and people are like, oh, he's just playing a game with me. Nah, girl, you was dirty. He just didn't want to hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? You know, you man walk over your house and pick up a broom. Come on.
Okay.
And I don't think, like, in signs, I don't know how blind see something. Like you said, some people's self-esteem is so damaged they don't see. Some people could tell them stuff straight out, and they interpret it the way they want to see it. And they can't see real, if real slept the hell out of them. You know what I mean? And some people just can't see real. See, a dude got to wake up before Christ twice to try to pull one over on me. they'll make them once. Huh?
So, Nuki, so if you were out with somebody and, you know, they didn't open the door or pull your chair out or, you know, little things like that, how would you feel?
Like an independent sister that I am, I can open it for myself. You know something, little stuff like that, you know what I mean? And all reality, little stuff like that, really, you know, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. It really don't really bother me. It's, to me, what I look for in a person is being honest and real. Don't fake and pull a chair out if you ain't a chair-pulling brother, okay? Don't pull a chair out on Monday, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you forgot that it was a chair right there, you know what I mean? Because some people, I'd rather for a person to be real and who they are than to pretend, because they feel this is that type of person, I'm going to have to pretend. Because like I tell anybody, who you are going to come out, so I'm not going to be pretending about nothing. Person that know who I am, you can either like me for who I am or forget it. That's it. I can't be nobody but Nuki Moore. That's the only person I can be. That's it. I'm as is. I'm like a goddamn old car, as is. You know what I mean? As is car with little mileage.
You know what? And I understand, and I can respect that approach. That you know, if someone didn't do it, you know, you still gonna move forward. But there are people that's technical and they're taking notes. Mentally, and you know, sometimes little stuff like that is deal breakers. Like you said, the guy that said he, you know, if they don't like ugly feet or whatever the case is that enough to cause you to say, I'm not trying to really deal with her. I've seen her feet, whatever. I can't get rid of that image out of my head. So, it, you know, it depends on. Individuals or what they want. but
and
I want to say
real.
Whatever. If you got ugly feet, keep some damn tube socks on in my presence, because I ain't about to look at that. I'm sorry. You got to put on some tube socks. I'll bring some there for you if you don't got any.
It is really people that way. You know what I mean? Me, I look for, like, you can, now, a person, truly, if a person really is not in denial about life and denial about friendships, if a person make a promise or y'all set up and every time it's time for y'all to do something all of a sudden come up, what type of priority is you if you always on a back burner for whatever comes up? You know what I mean? So that means,
right.
You know, some people just don't look at it like, oh, you know, baby, you know something, my carburetor, my alternator stopped, you know, da 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 da. Then you see that person at the movie was, you know, somewhere else, you know what I mean, in that same car. And you know, and then if a man comes to eat, like, just say some women need to, this is my opinion, if a man don't really know me and start talking about sex right then and there, woman, red flag. Number one, you don't know if I'm a man, you don't know if I'm a woman, you don't know if I'm clean, you don't know if I'm not, and then you be talking that sexual stuff because you see whatever you see in them clothes. They ain't even seen no big booty with me because I got no ass at all. But still, and yet they see the bone legs or whatever the case may be. And, you know, that's what people got to feel and realize. It's the approach and how a person come at you, and then you can kind of distinguish if that person out just have sex or if this person have some type of purpose or, you know, some men ain't easy to, they not hard to figure out. 1 + 1 = 2. They not hard to figure out to me. And I got a lot of brothers, and I didn't see it all. So hell, I got my brothers, and I didn't see it all. I got 4 brothers, and they educated me. I mean, that's another thing. I have a lot of 4 brothers, and I seen everything under the sun that has been done to, you know, women.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and that's what women. And then when a man just tells you stuff, if a person keep on telling you stuff, like one day I knew I looked like, one day I was outside, I knew I looked like Charlie Few clothes. Okay, now I know I looked like Charlie Few clothes, and this dude, I'm like, oh, you know you look real, nigga. Shut up, nigga. You a liar, and the truth ain't in you. Bye. I know you's a lying man. I just say I had those zigzag stripes and polka dots, nigga. Boy, boo. You desperate? Are you looking for a house? I ain't got no apartment for you. You know, so it's like different things people gotta just look at. Just look, the signs are right there in our face. You say, you ask some woman, you see the signs? Yeah, I think he Taurus. No, nigga, do you see the signs? You know.
Yeah.
People blind to the signs.
And I think when you look at chivalry. Some men may look at it as far as with some women, they may say, you know, they're not worth doing all that for. And I guess the case is if you're dealing with them, then, you know, what does that say about you? I think everybody ultimately should be treated with respect and dignity. And if you don't feel, and the moral fibers you have inside you to be able to do that, then you're already answering your question that I shouldn't deal with this person because, you know, I mean, but it's so much going on, and all these topics are so complex when you look at it, and it's so much deeper that we can always go more deeper into the subject matter because there's a reason why people feel the way that they feel. But I think on the whole that you should ultimately, those things like that should just be natural that you want to do. Open the door, or if you're going to pick someone out, get out the driver's seat, go around, open the door for her, secure, make sure she's in that. Like, that should be just like clockwork to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, a person, first of all, should know what their worth is. See, once you know what your worth is, there's a lot of stuff it's going to eliminate people anyways. You know, and one thing, once a person calls you out your name, you should exit that immediately. You don't even, it should be a one strike only. If my name Nuki, it ain't going to be bitch and Nuki at the same time. It ain't going to be both. You know what I mean? And some women, like, they tolerate being called out of their name, and then they tell me, oh, well, he really didn't mean it. He was mad and da-da-da-da. If he mad at somebody, like, you, like if they frustrated at work and come take it out on you or whatever the case may be, those are signs. Leave. A lot of women put up with that mess just to say they have somebody. And you'll be better off by yourself because you don't know who Tiki Tiki Boom Boom out here now.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Yeah, but but once somebody calls your name, don't you think it should be over there?
Yeah, because if they say it once, they're gonna end up saying it. They're gonna end up saying it again. It's not a slip up.
Yep. And then once they hit you one time, it's time to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But some women is just so desperate just to have somebody there, put up with anything. Like I told this girl, because I know her man bisexual. I said, if you watching his drawers and you see doodle in the front, you know that these girls good. Come on, go. If he got doodle in the front of his drawers, please go. Seriously.
I'm not even gonna go there. I think we have one more person that wants to come in, so we want to give them that opportunity. We're getting close to the end. But Denise, are you with us?
Fine, Nuke.
Bye.
All right, Nuke. Denise, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you
good
doing?
I'm doing good. Yes.
So I know we said a lot, and this has been a lot going on. What's your take overall on this subject matter?
Yeah, when it comes around to chivalry, and you're talking about a relationship, I do believe that men should still open the door for women. They should still, you know, if a woman is cold, give them the jacket. You know, all these things I think are important because that's what a man is supposed to do. If you are dating and let's say that, you know, you're going to pick up your woman or this woman that you're with, you should get out the car and open the door for the woman. And if you don't, it's a red flag. It's like, okay, well, if he's not doing that now, he's not going to do it. So what's the point, you know? You know, I'm teaching my young man right now, and he's only 12. I said, look, when I get ready to go out in and out the door, you hold the door open for me. When I get ready to get inside the car, hold the door open for me. This is what young men do. This is what men supposed to do for a woman, to make her feel like she is special to you. This is what you do. Now, if I'm going inside of a store, and I don't know this guy, and he don't hold the door open for me, I'm not going to get mad, you know. I'm not going to get angry because, number one, I don't even know you. And secondly, you know, I'm glad I don't know you because, obviously, you are disrespectful. But there are many guys who hold the door open for me. They don't know me. And when they do hold the door open for me, I say thank you. You know, so but men and women don't do that. It's almost like they feel obligated, like, oh, you're supposed to do that, you know.
And you know what, Denise, you had gave me an image of oftentimes when I pull up to the gas station and you see the woman pumping gas and it's a grown damn man sitting back with the seat pushed back, he ain't chilling. I'm like, why is this dude not out here pumping his gas?
Exactly.
But you see that all too often.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to say about chivalry, so.
And we appreciate you taking the time to call in tonight. And looking at the time, folks, about that time to get up out of here, and I want to respect and honor the people who stayed up to listen to the show. So, you know, I want to thank Anitra, Dedrick, Nuki, Denise. Am I missing anybody? Of course, Yolanda, I ain't got to thank you because, you know, you family, you on here. So, but I appreciate you because I couldn't do this without you because, you know, that's the show, Love and Controversy. We got different ideas, different opinions flowing through, and, you know, Neff has a lot going on, doing her thing. So I definitely appreciate you being a part of the family and helping out. So I don't want to minimize that. And I think sometimes
Why, thank
we
you.
Just, yeah, and I appreciate that. I think sometimes we take that for granted. We say, oh, somebody family, and you automatically expect that, but it doesn't have to necessarily. You've got to give that love and acknowledgement no matter what. So I definitely appreciate you. I appreciate Hakim behind the scenes, keeping the calls flowing and letting us know what's going on throughout the show. So, Yolanda, do you have anything you want to close out the show with about chivalry? Because I know it's people still confused.
Absolutely. We want to keep hope alive, you know. So continue to open those doors. Continue to give up them coats. Continue to give your best, because you want what you give. You know, you want to reciprocate it. And you got to put in an investment to get a return. So hopefully, you know, just continue to keep that going, and hopefully it's returned to you. Because it's definitely appreciated by us real women out here.
That's it. I'm going to leave that alone, because that's a whole other subject, real women and not real women, because everybody say, you know, you hear this, I'm a real woman, or I'm a grown-ass woman, I'm a grown-ass man. Yeah, that's a whole other topic. And I'm sure when you're thinking about the subject matter, that might be marinating in Yolanda's head right now. I'm a grown-ass man. But with that said, we're about to sign out on Love and Controversy. Don't forget to check us out next week, and also Thursday, Cocktail Conversations. By myself, the Controversial Counselor, that show is Thursday at 10 p.m., so be on the lookout. Continue to like our page. Respond to the different situations and scenarios, and let's just keep building up this thing. Adult conversation is a good thing. And remember the key things that we said earlier. Good conversation is a lost art. And until we get that communication piece going back, we're going to be a lost society. So this is only a small step into trying to help people communicate and open up lines of good discussion. So with that said, I'm out. Everybody take care. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Good night.
Peace.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.